Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. But of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Word That You Use to Live By. We have Music More Artist of the Week, Nico Moon. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of our conversation with Melissa Banks. She joined me on a new episode of Mississippi Success Podcast to talk about her career. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, Biden welcomes Jordan's King as a framework for a hostage deal is decided in Israel-Hamas conflict. President Joe Biden welcomed Jordan's King Abdullah II to the White House on Monday for talks set to cover the effort to free hostages held in Gaza and growing concern over a possible Israeli military operation in the border city of Rafah. It was the first meeting between the allies since the three American troops were killed last month in a drone strike across a U.S. base in Jordan. Biden blamed Iran-backed militias for the deaths, the first for the U.S. after months of strikes by such groups against American forces across the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said the two leaders would discuss efforts to help end the conflict, humanitarian assistance into Gaza, and a vision for a durable peace to include the viability of a two-state solution with Israel security guaranteed. The meeting with King Abdullah II comes as Biden and his aides are working to broker another pause in Israel's war against Hamas in order to send humanitarian aid and supplies into the region and get hostages out. The White House faces growing criticism from Arab Americans over the administration's continued support for Israel in the face of growing casualties in Gaza since Hamas launched its attack in October. Biden, joined by his wife Jill, welcomed the King and the Queen and Crown Prince Hussein at the White House before the leaders met. It appeared a deal for another pause in the fighting was getting close, as senior U.S. administration officials said over the weekend that after weeks of shuttle diplomacy and phone conversations, a framework was essentially in place for a deal that could see the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza in exchange for a halt to fighting. In more national news, Beyonce's new country singles break the internet and highlight genres black roots, says USA Today. Beyonce certainly wasn't lying when she said, "I stopped the world, world stop." The global superstar sent shockwaves throughout the internet when she dropped two country music singles and announced during the Super Bowl that she will be releasing Act 2 of her Renaissance project on March the 29th. Beyonce released songs 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em Sunday night and sent fans into a frenzy. One fan wrote on X, "Beyonce creates moments. I'm so inspired by her calculations of everything, her timing, her mystery. She has mastered being hyper-visible and simultaneously inaccessible. She's earned the hype, the success, and the freedom." According to the credits for each song, Beyonce worked with black artists who have been influential in the country music genre. The single Texas Hold'em features Rihanna Giddens on the banjo. Giddens has been a prominent figure in educating the nation about the banjo and its roots in black culture before becoming a predominantly white instrument. The singer's single, 16 Carriages, features Robert Randolph on steel guitar. Randolph is another legendary artist known for staying true to his black roots. In entertainment news, Wonka's sweet success continues as it nears another major global box office milestone. Having been released almost 2 months ago, Warner Brothers Discovery's Wonka continues to see its global box office climb, and the musical is now inching toward yet another major milestone. Despite being unseated from the domestic top three, the film is turning out to be a fruitful one with each passing week. Directed by Paul King, Wonka has hauled in an additional $9 million over the weekend internationally. This moves the overseas haul to $382 million while pushing the global box office haul to $588 million, aiming for the $600 million mark. And finally, in business news, Nasdaq near all-time high as Wall Street's record-setting romp rolls on. Wall Street is rolling even further into record-setting heights. The S&P 500 was up 0.1% in afternoon trading on Monday after closing Friday above the 5,000 level for the first time, its latest milestone in a run that began in October of last year. The Nasdaq Composite, meanwhile, was mostly unchanged and hovering just below its all-time high set in 2021. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 202 points, or 0.5%, on track to surpass its own record set last week. conditions are calm among markets, with yields almost moving relatively little in the bond market. The next big event in the market could be today's update on inflation across the United States, which economists expect to show a drop back down below the 3% level. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Your reward is still ahead. You can do it. All you have to do is have faith and never give up, and you will succeed. Have an amazing Tuesday. Nico Moon is our artist of the week this week. Here's his single, Better Days, where he'll come straight from Daddy News.
When the stars are burning now, and the waves are crashing in, running circles in my mind, got me searching for a light that can guide me home again. When I'm in a hurricane, and the water starts to rise, why the lonely and the thunder wanna try and take me under, but I swim against the tide. And I've been caught in stormy weather, nothing lasts forever. The morning sunrise don't remind me. I still got good friends that I never met, and big dreams that I'm trying to catch, and some memories that I wanna get, but I still ain't got to make. It's a simple life that I wanna live, and a lot of love that I gotta give, and couple checks off the bucket list that I still ain't got to make. When I think my bed is gonna break, I hold on to the hope of better days. When I'm drifting in the deep, and I'm looking for someone, oh, it always comes to find me just in time to remind me the best is yet to come. Cause I got good friends that I never met, and some big dreams that I'm trying to catch, and some memories that I wanna get, but I still ain't got to make. It's a simple life that I wanna live, and a lot of love that I gotta give, and couple checks off the bucket list that I still ain't got to make. When I think my bed is gonna break, I hold on to the hope of living in the moment instead of drowning in the past. Time it keeps on rolling, gotta learn to make it last. I still got good friends that I never met, and some big dreams that I'm trying to catch, and some memories that I wanna get, and I know I'm about to make. And it's a simple life that I wanna live, and a whole lot of love that I got to give. Couple checks off the bucket list, just can't wait to make. When I think my bend is gonna break, I hold on to the hope of better days. Better days. Oh, better days. Better days.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Master Event Planner, entrepreneur, and author Melissa Banks in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to the Conversation Daily News. Well, Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Master Event Planner, entrepreneur, and author Melissa Banks joined me on Mississippi Success to talk about her extraordinary success and career. It's a bit of our conversation.
Oh, Melissa, hello team. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Hello, Cyrus. Excited to be here today.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely always mine. Again, the goal of Mississippi Success is to not only show people some of the shining stars in and around this state, but also showing how all of us can be able to make a difference no matter where we're from. So, Melissa, let's start there. What has it been like for you to be, yes, recognized as being from Mississippi, but doing things that has impacted things outside the state?
You know, it feels like even though I've been building my business for some time now. It still feels like a dream at times, you know, to be able to impact people outside of my normal little comfort zone. You know, we get so comfortable with the people we know and family, and expanding worldwide for people to recognize me and what I do outside of Mississippi. It's definitely an honor and still feels like a dream after all this time.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely well-deserved, Melissa. You do great work, and you had that great work recognized just last year at the Best of Mississippi Awards. Talk to us about that experience for you to have your work not only as an entrepreneur recognized, but also what you've gotten to be known for, Melissa, that being an event planner.
You know, to me, that is the biggest honor, Cyrus, is to have people who are your audience, people that you work so hard for, to actually notice the work. You know, so often people we know, and I know I go through this a lot, people we know, even though they're doing big things, we kind of skate over it. We don't really give it the acknowledgement. But with that, all of the years of just pouring in and working hard and being involved in some major milestones in people's lives, and to see them recognize that, because that's what that award is all about. It's the people who give you that award. It's the people who says, great job, we paid attention. So that is one of my greatest honors, is that Best of Mississippi Award.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're about to get on tomorrow's more news, message from my book, Worry That Choose to Live By, meet with more artists of the week, Nika Moon, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.